everyone, welcome back to Muslimish. So, how have you guys been?
I've been good. I mean, it was pretty busy. It's been a pretty busy month. I haven't had a break since winter break, so I'm excited for spring break next week.
Yeah, you're really lucky that you get spring break
You
next
guys
week,
got
but
midwinter break though.
okay, so. But yeah, this week has been really exhausting. There's been a lot of tests and stuff, but it's okay.
Personally, I've been living, loving, laughing, and yeah, I don't have
Okay.
anything else. All right,
So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about pre-Ramadan prep. We're going to be giving advice to reverts and non-Muslims, and we're also going to be discussing our goals for this Ramadan. We did the same thing last year, right?
Did we?
Honestly, I don't remember. I think that was
I'm
like one of our first episodes.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh my God. Also, guys, that means it's about to be a year that we started our podcast because we started in April, right? So, oh my God,
That's
it's about to
next
be a
month.
year. That's crazy. We've
That's
been a long
crazy.
way. Like, if you told me, like, before we started our podcast that we would have a podcast, I would think you're joking.
Oh,
Yeah,
you
like, there's no way.
my
boy?
Our first episode was dropped on April 2022.
April?
Oh my God, that's a...
Yeah, and we also did do a Ramadan goals thing.
Oh
It
my
was
God.
our first episode.
Oh
Oh
my God.
my God, that's crazy.
It's about to be our
Nah.
1 year anniversary.
I know.
Life
It's so
really comes full
exciting.
circle, bro. That's crazy.
Right.
This is about to be our 11th slash 12th, if you don't count episode zero. So it's about to be our 12th episode.
Only? Wait.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I counted.
So we
We
record
have
once a
one,
month.
two, three,
Bro.
four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah,
Once
basically.
a month.
Yeah,
Guys,
basically.
we're busy. Like, it's not even funny. Like,
Yeah, we try. We honestly think about recording like every
yeah,
week.
we think about it, but it just never happens.
Yeah. Like one
Yeah,
week
unless it's
someone,
really.
aka me, has a bunch of exams, and then another week someone's internet is really bad, aka Aziza. And another week someone has a lot of stuff to do after school, Mariam.
Guys, wait.
Hey.
Can you hear
Yeah.
the
Bro, it's some scary dogs in Africa, bro.
Some
You know
African dogs.
the big ones? Bro, you don't mess with dumb dogs. You don't even try to pet them, bro. Like, don't attempt that.
I'm not
Bro,
trying to pet
literally.
any dog in general.
The other day, I went downstairs to get something from the store right next to our house, right? And it was like 11, which you should never do in Egypt. Do not ever do that if you come visit. Don't go out at night. But I was with my sister. And bro, I was coming back. I was like opening the door for our building. And bro, there was this big dog right
Oh
next to the
wow.
door. He looked at me and started barking.
But
I
if
never
you like
opened the
dogs.
door so fast.
I've
I never opened the door so fast, bro.
gotten bitten in the thigh, my upper thigh, right near my butt by an African dog, so
What the heck?
yeah, I have to go
Damn.
get a rabies shot.
I remember that
Oh.
story.
Did they do the ones in the Africa where they put the shot on your butt cheek?
I think so, I don't remember. That
Okay.
was years and years ago. Okay, yeah,
Anyways, let's get to the point.
let's get to the point. Okay, so the first thing we're gonna be discussing is our Ramadan goals. So, Umu, why don't you start off? What are your goals for this Ramadan?
Okay, so this Ramadan, like I said this every Ramadan, but like it has to, like, I'm gonna change something, like even like last Ramadan, I did change some stuff. So now I just have to continue changing and changing because, you never know when you're gonna ever like get to Ramadan again, you know? But inshallah, we all do, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyways, so one of the first things, since I don't really make a lot of du'as, I know like I should because it's like a powerful thing. But I don't know, I just don't make a lot of du'as. Like, I make it once in a while. So, like, this Ramadan, I should try to, like, start picking up on a habit of making du'as and stuff. And I continue that to after Ramadan. Because we can't just change something about our life during Ramadan and then pick up on it after. Like, that defeats the whole point of Ramadan. So, I'm going to try to make du'as and keep it continuous. And since I already pray like every 5 times a day, I think I could start doing it by like after I pray every salah, you know. Another thing is, since Ramadan is the first 2 weeks are gonna end up during like my spring break, I'm gonna try to attend the mosque every day, which is pretty hard though because I moved, and the mosque here, you have to drive. So unless my dad doesn't go, I can't go. Because I can't drive. But like in New York, you could walk to the mosque.
Need to get that permit.
Yeah, I'm actually practice for that. I want to get it before summer. But yeah, I'm going to try to attend the mosque every day. At least every day, you know. And after that, I'll try to attend every night. Because, school. Another thing I want to do is like, I want to start. Well, I do read Quran, but like I want to pick up a habit of like understanding it, not just reading it. So like for at least 30 minutes to an hour, instead of just like reading it, like try to understand it, translate it. I'm trying to get this translated version on Amazon. I should probably order that soon. If you guys like, if you're listening and you want it, I'll probably like post it on our Instagram story for the book. I heard it's a really good translation and it's easy to understand. It's not like Shakespearean, like the old English, because I just read it sometimes and I'm like, yeah, I understand. I actually don't understand this.
You don't understand.
Yeah. Because, we're not taught to read, especially in just basic literature. I'm so bad at like old English and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so also that. And also I want to although I do dress like modestly, well, I think I do. I just want to start like wearing more abayas,
Yeah.
And even if it's not every day, because abayas are pretty expensive. So I don't know about that, but I'm gonna try like to wear abayas and the stuff that is more looser. And also, I wanna help out more in my house. Like I already do that. I'm the oldest African child, So it's not a question if you choose to do it or not. You gotta do it. So even though cooking with my mom, because I don't really like cooking, especially during Ramadan. But one thing I won't tolerate is everybody eating their iftar dinner and then leaving it in the sink and expecting me to clean all the 50 dishes. That's one thing I will not be tolerating. Yeah, because that's too much. That's torture. But that's all. And then, just most of all, just to keep my good habits up after Ramadan. Because I can't just change, like I said before, I can't just change, certain things that I do or act and then, stop it after Ramadan. So, inshallah, I will still continue doing them. And we should actually make an episode after Ramadan, saying for
our accomplished and debrief.
Yeah. Yeah. Not really debrief. Sure. Okay. But yeah.
Okay. I feel like a lot of my goals were very similar to yours. One of my main ones is to wear my abaya to school. Because, I don't know, I'm just having the most difficult time, deciding whether I should or shouldn't. Because I'm just scared. My school does not have a big Muslim, You know, it doesn't have a lot of Muslim people in there. And I don't know, like, I just feel like people are gonna judge so hard.
Also,
but
like,
I'm
yeah, like, also think about, like, you live in New York, bro. There's a bunch of diversity. Like, I don't know. I can't read people's minds, but I think people won't care. Like, it's just normal to see someone dressing that way in New York, you know?
Yeah, so, it's not like, it's like, yeah, I understand what you mean. Because, like, if I'm just, like, outside, like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to wear an abaya. But I don't know, it's something about school specifically that, like, these kids in this school, like, are truly, like, some of them are, like, evil. Like, they're, like, some of them are evil. So, I'm really, I think I did build the courage already. I think I've already decided that, yes, like, I'm going to wear it. I just need to get a simple, plain, black abaya because, like, why do I not have one? But anyways,
me too, bro.
Another goal of mine.
It's okay.
Another goal of mine is to read more Quran and learn new surahs because I just feel like I never read the Quran, astaghfirullah. Like, I just need to read a lot more of it. And like Umu was saying, like, actually understand the translation and understand what it's saying and not just reading it to read it. Which is going to be difficult because, like, in Quran school, like, they never taught you the translations or any of that. Or, you know, so I'm gonna
also
just...
also, if you don't, like, you can't afford to buy, like, a translated book, Muslim Pro has translations, like,
I'm definitely not buying any of that because they'd be overpricing. I would just go online real quick and search up the translation.
Because I have one my dad got from Mecca, like a translated version, but the problem is I can't understand it, like,
it's just difficult, right?
Yeah, but, you know, we gotta try, so.
If anything, we could always search up, like, videos that just, like, explain surahs and stuff like that. Maybe, like, podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, we should do that. Like, we should each read, like, a surah and, like, just debrief.
Bro, you know what you just reminded me of? I found this guy that creates podcasts about the seerah of the Prophet, and he, like, basically just talks about, like, the Prophet's life, and, like, it's really good. Like, I started listening to it. It's long, though, but, like, it's really, like, interesting. So, I could also, like, post that, because, yeah, I think you guys should listen. But, yeah, continue your story. Yeah.
Okay. Another goal is to cook something new every day. This isn't even really about Ramadan, but I just want to, like, try new recipes and desserts because that's just so fun, you know. And the only time I have motivation to cook something new is, like, during Ramadan because it's, like, I'm hungry. So, yeah, I'm going to cook this and it's going to be good. If it's not during Ramadan, like, it's never that serious. But anyways, also, I'm going to try not to get so angry because lately, bro... I've just been, like, catching myself in the worst moods for, like, no reason. It always happens to me after lunch at school. Like, whenever I enter biology, yo, like, automatically, like, my whole mood is just ruined. And it's not even because I don't like biology. Because I like biology, but I just don't know what happens. But it's just, like, I'm so angry. And then whenever someone tries to talk to me, I'm just so mean. And I need to stop.
Bro, crazy you say that, because today I saw literally two TikToks. They were talking about how if you notice, like, yourself getting angry or, like, your mood being changed, like, negatively lately, it's probably because Shaitan is, like, working hard, like, the few weeks before Ramadan. They said that's when he works hardest. Yeah, I could literally, like, tag you. I saw two videos about it. They were, like, before Ramadan, Shaitan works his hardest on people.
Because he's going to be locked up.
Oh, hell nah. I'm not joking. That just gave me chills. Chill.
Exactly.
That scared me, actually.
Bro, it's so scary to think about. Like, you don't even realize it, but, like, Shaitan just be doing stuff to your, like, in your life. Like, and you just don't realize it, you know?
You never realize
it. But it's just
it.
There, like.
Yeah,
because, you know, we humans, so it's, like, normal, but, like, still, it's just
but, yeah, scary. Still, yeah. Also, like when I'm going home, I just be on the bus so angry. Like, why am I not home yet? Then when I get home, my mood is just home for the rest of the night. But oh, sorry, I can't speak. For the rest of the day. So this Ramadan, I'm just gonna try to keep a calm, simple, chill mood and not let people get me angry. Not let people get me angry and not just be angry for no reason. Because, it's just good to have a good attitude during Ramadan. Like, you don't want your fast to be rejected just because you were in a bad mood.
Period. I have a similar goal.
Yeah, but that's all. So, Aziza, you Google.
Wait, can I just add something?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I was just thinking about last Ramadan, and something that was like really affected me badly was like my health. Because also like during Ramadan, we gotta remember to stay like healthy and stuff. Because we're not fasting, right? So we're not eating for like a couple of hours. And that affects our mental health too. And like last Ramadan was really hard on me, like mentally. I was probably in like a really bad state. Like obviously I didn't tell people because I'm not the type to tell people about like how I feel and stuff. I'm just that type of person. But like just a reminder, like keep yourself healthy. Like I really did lose a lot of weight during Ramadan. And it was just sometimes it was a good day, but sometimes really bad. So remember to stay healthy, get enough sleep, because I was actually sleeping like 3 to 4 hours a day, which isn't healthy. So just remember to sleep well and in the night eat enough, but not too much because you
Definitely
don't want
not
to feel
too much.
sick. Yeah, because you don't want to feel sick, when you wake up and stuff. And also like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like, when you wake up to eat in the morning, like don't eat a heavy meal. Like eat something like light, because then if you eat a heavy meal, you're gonna start feeling hungry throughout the day and stuff.
I literally wrote that
Just
for the
be
day of
mindful of
sleep.
your Yeah, be mindful for your health during Ramadan. Yeah. But anyway.
That reminds me, like, drink water. Like, this is mad random. But during Ramadan, bro, last Ramadan, I caught myself. Like, I was really drinking a bottle of Coke every day, and that's it. You have to drink your water because the next day, if you wake up with a headache and you just, like, it's because you're not drinking water. And it might seem dumb, but truly, like, if you want to stay healthy, you have to drink water.
No, literally
Because
last Ramadan, I barely drank water. I only
yeah,
drank like one cup a day, and it was during
was that
Safawid.
Vimto, that Bisap and Coke, nothing else.
Bisap is crazy, mad sugar. But anyways, yeah, just stay healthy, guys, okay? Especially if this is your first Ramadan, don't stress too much like what you're eating. Like, just remember, drink a lot of water, right? When it's time to drink water. And
Wait, wait,
also,
we're gonna give this advice later.
So my first goal is to pray all my prayers on time. 'Cause not gonna lie, I struggle with that like during normal days, right? So I wanna push myself to like pray all my prayers on time, including Fajr and Isha. And that hopefully carries on after the after Ramadan. Second goal is make us cut every day. 'Cause last Ramadan, my family and I, after like we had iftar, we used to pray Maghrib together, and then like we sat down like in the living room, we made azkar together. It was like our goal was like 500 zikr, like every single day. So I wanna do that. I wanna carry that on like till this Ramadan too. My third goal is to stop listening to music. You don't understand. I've been trying so hard lately, like to stop listening to music. So I can't wait for Ramadan just so I can like use that as an excuse just like to stop completely, hopefully.
Like also a tip, like last Ramadan, well, during Ramadan, listen to like podcasts, because I know how you feel like when you don't listen to anything, it kind of feels like sad or something, right? But just listen to like podcasts. You can listen to the Quran too. And when you before you go to sleep, like play the Quran on your phone and leave it on. It's just so soothing.
Bro, I do that. Oh my God, bro. It feels so nice. I always listen to Surah Yasin. Like, that's my favorite surah, yeah. bro.
Okay.
Damn.
What you said okay like that, right?
Wait, what do you mean okay? I was just listening.
Okay.
What? I was like, mm-hmm, like, yeah, that's nice.
This is okay. Like, this is not okay. Like, I'm lying or something.
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm done, bro.
It's okay.
That was funny, bro.
I didn't mean it like that.
It's okay, bro. All right, so my next goal is to be mindful of my words, because I feel like once I get close with people.
I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing, bro?
Because I need to do the same.
No, because, you know, once you get, like, close with people, like, especially with my siblings and you guys, like, I just don't be watching my mouth.
Yeah. Like, no, especially Umu. Mouth of a sailor, bro. You need to calm down a little bit.
No, guys, don't worry. Like, I know this is, I know I curse a lot, but, like, well, not curse a lot, but I just, like, talk too much, like, stuff I should not be saying. But, like, during Ramadan, I'm actually more, like, calmer. Like I feel like I need to be more, like,
it's not, Shaitan is locked up, girl.
Oh, my God, you're so right. Like, yeah, like, during Ramadan, I do my best of not to watch what I'm saying. Like, I instead of just talking, I think, and then I talk, you know? Yeah.
Umu, take your own advice that you were yeah. telling me the other day.
Yeah, I told Aziza, instead of just saying stuff, write it down or think about it before saying it.
Okay, so my next goal is to memorize Surah Al-Mulk and Yaseen, especially, like, specifically, just because relating back to listening to Quran before you sleep, I listen to those two surahs all the time. The thing is that I feel like, actually, because I repeat it, like, all the time, I've memorized the first part of Yaseen, and Mulk, I'm almost there, also because I'm listening to it all the time. So I want to just, like, completely memorize it, you know? So I could repeat after the Sheikh, like, when he's reciting it. And my last goal is, it's unrelated to Ramadan as well, but I want to cut off sugar. Like, I'm addicted.
Completely?
Well, not completely, but, like, gradually. To, like, completely cut it off, to be very honest, yeah.
Like, what do you mean by sugar? Like, the ingredient, or, like, just sugary foods?
No, like, everything that has sugar in it. Like, I just don't want to consume as much sugar as I do. Because when I tell you, Oh, my.
Who's calling you?
That's my sister, sorry. Continue.
Yeah, I just want to cut off everything that has sugar in it, because, and sugar in general, because when I tell you I'm addicted, like, I can't go a day without having at least, like, something, one thing that is sweet, or, like, 2 tablespoons of sugar at least. Like,
yeah,
I swear to God,
I remember I was on FaceTime with Aziza, and she was eating, like, a whole box of popsicles, so.
A whole box?
Not like a whole, but she kept getting more and more and more.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, when I don't eat sugar, like, when I tell you I get dizzy, like, that's how bad it is.
No, low-key same, because from a family that, like, when diabetes run in the family, like, I'm way too comfortable just eating mad unhealthy.
Heavy, bro. Like,
stay healthy, y'all.
With my family diseases, I cannot be...
We
I
can't
cannot
be.
Afford eating sugar like that. Like,
yeah, we need to chill.
And but don't eat too much, like, oily and, like, greasy food either, because that's cholesterol. Like,
yeah,
honestly, it's so hard being healthy, especially, like, being teenagers, because, like, we just want to
no,
eat.
Especially being African, because everything have oil.
Oh, my God, yes. And,
everything
rice
have
every
oil.
Day.
There's no escape.
Rice every day. You know rice is sugar. No, like, I'm so serious. Rice is sugar.
No, my grandma every single meal, bro, She literally puts so much rice on my plate, and I'm just like, Grandma, I don't need that much. And then she's like, No, you're gonna finish it. You're gonna finish it. If you don't finish it, you know how much rice is now in this economy.
Nah, but like for real though, rice is sugar. Like it's like the carbohydrates when you eat them, it turns into sugar in your body. I'm not lying. Look this up, bro. When I found out, I stopped eating too much rice, bro. Like,
Rice is like, but rice is like the base of everything for me. Right.
yeah, but like, don't eat too much, you know? Like, especially us being like people of culture, not to people who don't have a culture. But wait, that was me. I'm cutting that off. Don't cut that off. But like, you know, I'm just saying like not being white, right? Like us being people of color out
Just bro. Just such.
us being people of color, our main staple dish in every dish is rice, bro. I'm not joking. Asians, rice. Us black people, rice. Arabs, rice. Everything's rice.
Everything right, bro.
Everything rice.
There's no rice or oh my God, bro. When I tell you Egyptians, it's either rice, no, lunch, you have to have rice, like it's a necessity. And for breakfast, you have to have bread. If you don't have bread,
Oh my
what are you
God.
doing, bro?
Well, you know, Aziza, I'm Fulani, and if you don't know Fulanis, we eat bread every single day. Like, it's not a joke. It's
Oh my God,
unhealthy.
bro.
These
It's
people are gonna
really
get diabetes. Anyways.
bro, that's why everywhere you go, like
honestly, I would
bread
never
is
stop
literally.
eating bread, so
Yeah, bread is too
that's
good.
just a problem that's gonna have to like never be fixed.
I was colonized by the
Yeah.
French, so yeah, that explains why we love rice.
Chill.
So the other day I was on TikTok again and I saw this Mufti Meg video and he was like, so since there is like 30 days in Ramadan, listen, if you hear like little clicking, just don't mind that. It's my headphones. And I can't do nothing about it. I can't hold it down. Yeah, he was like, since there's 30 days in Ramadan, we should write down 30 things that we want to work on, or like 30 th yeah, 30 things that we want to work on. And every single day of Ramadan, you work on one thing that you wrote. And then the next day comes and you like work on two things, like the thing from the day before and a new thing for today. And keep going with that and just try to hold on with your habits and like change them even after Ramadan. So first of all, we already basically brushed up on this, but don't stuff yourself during suhoor because you will feel hungry during like the rest of the day while you're fasting and during iftar. When you start eating like during iftar, don't stuff yourself and don't eat too fast. Like take your time with your food because you will feel sick after.
Yes, like you're gonna be hungry, like when iftar hits, and you're gonna want to eat a lot. But trust me, like it's better to eat slowly and eat a little bit because when you're in that bed at 9 p.m. and your stomach, it feel like a rock. Like it's not a good feeling. Like it's really not.
Really is not.
And I'm saying this knowing damn well I'm gonna do the same, but like.
Exactly.
It's not a good feeling, for real. Yeah.
And besides that, just stay hydrated because you don't want to like get a headache, like Miriam said, or even faint. Like you don't want to get dehydrated and faint. Like
Yeah. Also, another thing is we know reverts most likely like you're alone during Ramadan. But just remember, if you have a local mosque, go to the mosque because there's gonna be a bunch of people who like send food to the mosque. Like my mom, she like makes food for the mosque because it's sunnah too. So also that's another tip. Like if you want like more deeds and like you're on your period as a woman, you could cook for mosque and stuff as sunnah. Sorry.
Also, as a revert, don't be scared to go to the mosque. Like, I know it might be scary, like, you think you're gonna be judged because, like, you obviously stand out, but most likely nobody's judging you. Like, if anything, people are like praising you for converting in the first place. So, like, just
Yeah.
go.
Also,
Thank you,
like
thank you.
if you're like a college student or something, all right, and your school, like your school has an MSA, like probably most likely there will be like gatherings for iftar. So always check them places out, like organizations and like mosques and community, and just you won't feel alone. And
You
also,
won't.
yeah. So, and also, if this is your first Ramadan, we're so happy for you. You're gonna love it.
That's so
Just,
cute.
yeah, you're
Right.
gonna love
Also, this might seem very, I don't know, but do all your grocery shopping beforehand, like a week beforehand. Like,
Right.
because when the day comes that you're fasting and you find out there's no food in that fridge, like,
You're
come
in
on, like
trouble.
you're gonna be upset. Like, do all your shopping beforehand. Yeah, do all your cooking early so that you're not cooking right before iftar hits.
Yeah. And so you're not waiting for the food to cook while after, like, yeah.
And also, like, if you're a woman and you are on your period, like, remember there's other ways to still like get through Ramadan, even if you're like not praying. Like, you could read Quran on your phone, you know, there's like digital Quran now. You can also make a bunch of du'as still. You can cook for your family, or you can just in general like help out around and stuff. Like, don't forget, you still can do something during Ramadan. And yeah. And also, if you
Also,
get your
oh.
period, oh yeah. If you get your
No, go.
period, I know this is a common in a lot of cultures, like to be shameful about your period, which is like something so stupid. But like, be mindful, like try to teach your family like it's normal to have a period and stuff. I know it's hard, especially coming from a person with like traditional parents, but like don't be shy about it. Like, it's normal to have a period. You're a woman, it's normal.
Right, like
Thanks.
don't starve yourself just because you don't want someone
Literally.
to see you eat. Like, you're on your period, like you're gonna suffer if you don't eat. So
Okay, so one more tip. Don't sleep all day, because I personally did that. I used to do that, and my mom used to yell at me.
Yeah, don't do
But
that.
don't
That's
sleep
not
all
like,
day, because your fast won't count.
yeah.
Like, you gotta stay up, be active, like do remembrance of Allah, like any type of remembrance is fine.
Because, like, let's remember, guys, especially on the last 10 nights, Laylatul Qadr, like, this is the time to beg, like, Allah to, like, forgive you and stuff.
Forgiveness,
Like,
everything.
yeah. So remember, Allah is most merciful on this month, so don't forget that. Especially if you know you have something you want to ask Allah. That's why Ramadan's really important. It's about making dua, forgiveness, and like helping out others. So why are you helping out others? Help yourself too. It's not wrong, you know?
Also, be with your family. Like, don't break your fast in your room. Go with your family, like, have a talk, watch some TV or something.
Side eyes.
Spend time with them. So
Break your
since
fast with
this,
some fruit. Don't eat a full meal right when you break your fast. Like, also,
No,
like,
period, bro.
yeah, also, like, since this is probably gonna be your first time fasting for like multiple days, not just one day. Like, we might drop this episode soon, so hopefully you listen to it before Ramadan. But like, try to build a like fast a day or two before Ramadan and see how it is for you. Like, how you would like, you know, work better with it, you know? And also, like, while you are fasting, remember it's gonna be hard if this is your first time. Like me, I've been fasting like for the whole month for like only 2 3 years. So actually, no, I think 3 or 4 years. And the first year was hell for me. Like, I'm not even joking. After a week, I just felt so tired and lazy, which is normal. It's not like it's like, and also I was going to school. I was going to school, so it's so tiring, you
Don't let
know.
school tempt you, bro.
But just remember, you got this, because after this year and the next year, you're gonna be a professional at fasting. Okay?
Period. Don't let the little surprise pizza parties at school get to you. Don't let
Oh,
I
I
don't
actually
know.
had the ice cream
Okay, can
cone.
I say that? Can I take a There was a pizza party at school in middle school once, and me and all my friends broke our fast for that pizza.
Me
And
too.
you know, that's not even the worst part. The worst part is after we broke our fast, we all got sick and we started throwing up. It
Not food poisoning.
No, you know what's
Nah.
crazy? Last Ramadan, my school, they took a whole, they were like fine the whole year, right? And then they decided in Ramadan, they took a whole week. Every single day, there was like a treat they were given out. But thank
They do it
God,
on
like, I
purpose,
got my
guys.
period like the last few days of that week, so I had like ice cones and stuff.
They do it on purpose, but don't let them tempt you.
Exactly, bro. Is that working
Also,
world,
if you
bro?
have those friends who purposefully like they rub eating in your face, like just drop them. And I'm not
Yeah.
talking about like, oh, they're eating next to you. I'm talking about like they're looking at you chewing their food with their mouth open on purpose.
Or
Like
like
on
you want
purpose. Like
some
you know
water?
it's on purpose.
Food?
Yeah, like
Yeah.
drop them. Drop them now because if you don't drop them now, you're never dropping them. So just do it now. Those are honestly like, especially if you're not Muslim and you're listening to this, be a good friend, guys. Like learn, even if you're not Muslim, I think it's really important if you have like friends and family who are Muslim, is I'm part of Islam, like learn about the religion, learn how to be respectful, because honestly, even the smallest thing can hurt a person, you know? Like just saying Exactly.
one thing can hurt a person. So
Like,
yeah.
don't ask very obvious questions. Don't do all of that.
And
We're
also if
talking
you're
about water.
Muslim, you see me drinking water?
Don't say, "Oh, eat under the table. Allah can't see you there."
Yeah, that's wow. Somebody said that before?
Yeah. They think 'cause the table is
Hey.
covering you,
Or
like.
they be like, "Ian, I'm not gonna tell anyone." Bye,
Like,
guys.
okay. Don't
But
tell anyone
also,
then.
yeah. Also, if you like Muslim, you know, Ramadan is not only, it's also about like giving. So like you can donate like to mosques, to charities, you could donate food to like mosques. You could also like just be a good person and just donate to your friends. Like, you know, especially me, my Cash App is, you know, Cash App me $10. Guys, I'm just joking. But anyways, you get the point. Like just give out, like just be a good, like be a good person every day, you know?
Yeah.
But during Ramadan, your deeds are multiplied, so just remember that.
Yep.
Google is free if you got any questions
Yeah,
that you
Google is
think
free to
might
the
anger us.
non-Muslims here. Don't like.
Especially, oh my God, wait, hold on. Do not make us angry on purpose. Like, even if you're just trying to like be funny or whatever,
Joke. Like, it's not
don't
funny.
joke. Yeah, because bro, we're already fasting, and I swear to God, when I'm fasting, like I be just tired, like
Right, like it's just like don't do too much with your Muslim friends.
exactly.
Like respect them.
Exactly, like let me fast in peace, bro. Okay.
But I think that's all,
That's about
right?
it.
Yeah, and inshallah, everyone has a great Ramadan. Inshallah, we
Yeah,
all
'cause we
get to the
probably
month
won't
of
even see
Ramadan.
you guys. See you guys. Talk to you guys. Until like mid-Ramadan.
Yeah, but inshallah we do get like to talk to y'all more. And like we're actually attempting to post more of like reminders, Islamic reminders in general, like stuff about us that we think would be great for you guys to know.
Yeah, and
So
we're active on TikTok now.
So go follow us on social media. And also like I know during Ramadan a lot of people drop social media,
Oh, yeah.
but like it doesn't have to be like a bad thing to stay on social media, because honestly last Ramadan I learned a lot more about Islam while I was still on like Instagram. I just like stopped using my main account more because there was like, you know, people post music and stuff, so I didn't want to like see all that and stuff. But
Yeah,
like
I
just
just stopped
remember
using TikTok during Ramadan.
yeah, like TikTok too. So like just you know, remember that there's Muslims everywhere. So yeah, and also our DMs are always open. And yeah. If you got any questions.
Okay, but yeah, that's about it for today's episode, guys. Thanks for listening.
And inshallah, we will be back sooner than, you know, a couple of weeks. You know?
Yeah, a couple of months.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. We hope you all, like, get your Ramadan prep ready too, you know? And that's all.
Bye. Bye.